Food spelled FOMO is a pretty simple concept. Basically, FOMO stands for fear of missing out. Those of you that aren't millennials may not know what that is. Those of you that are millennials may not know what that is. But it basically means there's an experience going on and you're afraid that you're missing it. There's a party across town and you wish you were at it. There's something going on that you really want to be at. And I think with food, the way that that happens is there'll be a restaurant and they're having a special promotion. So you'll see on TV, every fucking time you turn on the television, there's a commercial for a new thing at Burger King or a new flavor of Coca-Cola or a new type of Doritos chip. You ever notice you never see any commercials for lettuce on TV? I do. For all of these promotions that are rare and limited, it's all about knocking you off that diet, knocking you off the wagon of sobriety when it comes to sugar. There's an ice cream place I like. They do a different flavor every single month, and it's always something you've never had before, something that nobody would even think to make up an ice cream. I think they have a room full of pregnant women in the back designing ice cream flavors just based on their cravings. I mean, really outrageous shit like peanut butter and pickle or whatever. There'll be another restaurant I like that may have a burger of the month, milkshake of the month, cupcake of the week. All these things are basically playing on people's nature because we're ingrained to have that fear of missing out when it comes to food. Way back in the caveman times, we were constantly in danger of starving to death, and we were always wanting the sugariest foods or the highest foods in fat, different things like that, because we needed it to survive. We've taken that old thing where we never could say no to any kind of food because we didn't know where our next meal was coming from, and they've just updated it to now be flavors, basically. We've always got to get that new flavor, and if I don't try coconut salted chocolatey Cheetos, then I feel like I'm going to really miss out, even though I'm probably not going to miss out, and I'm probably going to save myself in the long run if I don't. So it's kind of about all the flavors you've had before. No matter what the new thing that you're going to be tasting is, you've probably had some variation of that before. Stuffed crust pizza with bacon bits, it's not going to be that much different than the stuffed crust pizza you had last week, so don't fall for it. Literally, right before I saw a commercial for Popeye's chicken where they've started offering Magnolia chicken. All that is their regular chicken cut in a magnolia shape. You know what? I think I'll take a pass just this once.